Welcome to Winning on the Inside and Out. My name is Issa Teese, and I'm here to share with you the wisdom I have gleaned in over 30 years of powerful personal difficulties, successes, private coaching, and business development. Massive success in our outer world can only occur when we shift our inner world. Now is the time for us to shift from existing to thriving. Please visit our website at www.ourwealthbuildingsystem.com. Hi everyone, this is Issa Teese. It's January 1st, 2013. Happy New Year! I'm so excited to be here with you today. I came down to work on my computer this morning and this is what came to me, and I thought I would share it with you all today. We all know and we've all heard thoughts create reality. Well, in this day, I have a brand new clarity and understanding about that very thing. And I can see that what we are thinking every day is coming from a belief system. And the belief system is something that has come from our parents and brothers and sisters and our spouses and our teachers and our televisions and our everywhere else. And I've never really experienced the reality that these beliefs are creating such a deep, intense state of mind for ourselves that it becomes a day-to-day habit. It becomes something that we are living on a moment-to-moment basis, meaning that our beliefs are now a way of life for us. And I also realized that there is nothing that we are going to be able to do to change that unless, first of all, we have the awareness of it. And we can really see that every single thing that we think, feel, say, and do is coming into fruition, and it is simultaneously reinforcing some belief that we have underneath that. And what's interesting about this is then our personalities or our egos start to defend these beliefs and these programs and these ideas to such a point that when somebody brings it to somebody else's attention, it threatens that and they become very angry, very agitated. They become defensive to that because the beliefs and the programs are what create the false illusion that we are those things. They become a comfort zone because they act as a buffer to us really being in touch with what's underneath that, if you will, or what's core in our place, in our body, in our minds. And when this realization comes into full awareness, all of a sudden, for me, it was kind of like, oh my gosh, I really get this. And I have to reiterate, I've known this intellectually. I've been teaching this for a really long time. But today, it was like, wow, a major aha, because the clarity is so profound that when I came down here, I started writing down all the beliefs I have about certain things in my life. And what I did is I started writing a counteractive belief to the one that I have been living my life under. I also realized that we are not able to exist in a place that has any joy or any peace or any kind of true productivity or true quote-unquote success unless we are at a core level of connection inside of ourselves. That means that anything that we're trying to do with our mind, anything we're trying to do to create in the external world that's coming from these belief systems is going to be short-term or marginally successful. Therefore, the real core of getting to success and getting to peace and getting to joy, which whether you know it or not, whether you like it or not, is what every single person is going for. No matter how much you say, no, I just want to get a new car, or I just want to have financial freedom, you only want that because you feel that it's going to give you a better feeling inside. Because as a collective, we are driven to pleasure and we are driven to avoid pain. Therefore, anything that you want in your material world is coming straight from the desire to experience something that, quote unquote, feels better than what you're currently feeling. When that is really, really understood, then for me, I've just recognized that I must spend even more time, more energy, and more focus on getting to a place internally that allows me to feel that state of clarity or connection, peace or joy, because it's from there that new beliefs emerge. It's from there that I am able to change my outer world. It's from there that I see that I am no longer willing to be at effect of what other people think. And I will tell you personally, it threatens those around you. It is not comfortable for the personality to do that, because suddenly you appear to be a different person because you are not following the belief that they have about you, the familiarity of who they think you are. And when you really make a decision that you are no longer going to be that person to make yourself or them comfortable on an egotistical or personality level, all heck can break loose. So just be aware that that doesn't have to happen, but it might, and it might only be temporary. But it could be something that you're going to have to look square in the face. And what usually happens for people is they will go back into their old patterns and their beliefs, and they will become impotent once again because the desperation to be loved will be so strong that they will give up the truth of what it is that they know and what it is that they know that they need to do to break themselves free from this incredible illusionary world that we live in. I did a CD set one time called Fracturing the Hologram of Illusion. And that's what I'm really speaking about here. I'm talking about fracturing the hologram of illusion. It's about really taking a sledgehammer with the understanding that what it is that you have thought, felt, and existed under, 99.9% of it is an absolute illusion. It's an absolute belief system or a conceptual reality that has kept you in an endless loop, on a hamster wheel, if you will, trying to make things better by doing the same thing over and over again. Well, I'll get a better business. I will get a new way of marketing my business. I will get a new relationship. I'll get a better relationship. I will get healthy. I will get more money. I will get whatever it is that goes through your personal mind is a desperate need, desire, and a necessity in the mind to get out of what it is that you're in. It won't work. It will give you some temporary relief sometimes, but you're going to come back to the same thing over and over again. Your only answer is to move internally to the core, find those beliefs, and then do whatever it takes to restructure, reprogram those beliefs into something else. I'll give you an example. Here's some things that I personally wrote this morning. Old belief: life is hard and a struggle. New belief: life is easy, fun, powerful, playful, and filled with joy. Old belief: I have to work hard to make it. New belief: the less I do, the more I accomplish. The more connected I am, the more magical my material world unfolds. Old belief: I have to know everything to get things to work. New belief: I am free from knowing anything. Everything I need comes straight through me as needed, instantly. Old belief: I have to figure things out. New belief: whatever is next appears in each moment, and I have peace as it emerges. Old belief: this world is not friendly or safe. New belief: the world I live in is within me, and it is a haven of joy, peace, love, grace, and power. Old belief: I have to do it differently or better than anyone else. New belief: who I am and what I offer is unique to me, and I already have my audience waiting for me to speak or express. Old belief: I have to be in control. New belief: all control is given to the core of me. I just show up. Old belief: people or I age. New belief: life is perpetual. The body lives as long as it desires to. Old belief: relationship is conflict. New belief: relationship is an expression of me. Old belief, doing is mandatory. New belief, doing is optional. For example, do it for fun. I could go on because I wrote many of them, but these are the kinds of examples that I would like you to have an awareness of. My support to you on this new day and my suggestion to you is that you take this moment and sit down and write your old beliefs. Write the kinds of things, be incredibly honest with yourself, of the kinds of things, thoughts, ideas that you have running your life. And as you write the old one down, then right underneath that, write the new one. Switch it around and see it from a different place. And then read your new beliefs every day. You don't have to read the old beliefs. They're pretty ingrained. Now start to replace the old beliefs with the new beliefs. That's a step. That's movement towards allowing yourself to be programmed in a way that brings you results that you choose to live, in a way that you choose and desire to experience your life. Because if you don't do something now and you don't do something really pretty radical and pretty dramatic and pretty straightforward and pretty intense, you're going to spend another year in the same old hamster wheel, in the same old routine, the endless loop of life, struggling, fighting, desperately trying to get more, be more, have more, feel better. And I promise you, you will be back in the same place, the same way next year. And then maybe you'll hear it if you don't hear it now. It's taken me a lot of years to hear it. I support you. I truly support you in letting this be the day that changes and creates the new you and the new forever.